This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Wells Fargo has now revealed that it has discovered fraudulent abuses in its merchant credit processing business for smaller businesses, where there was false reporting of customer sales and businesses were lured into costly contracts they didn't understand. A federal judge in Washington State issued an injunction blocking efforts by the Teamsters to organize Lyft and Uber drivers under a local Seattle ordinance. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, where Uber is developing and testing its self-driving cars, is demanding that the company sign a community benefits agreement improving the working conditions for drivers, services to the elderly, and fuel efficiency of its vehicles. Google joined Facebook in adding a feature that places fact-check tags on snippets of articles in its news results. Pooling contributions from parents and PTAs between all schools richer and poorer in Santa Monica, Malibu, School District of Los Angeles has led to some richer parents arguing to split the district rather than maintain equity. In a national study, it was found that just 0.1% of American students collect 10% of the estimated $425 million that PTAs raise nationwide each year. There are 10 million Americans with mental illness and only 45,000 inpatient psychiatric beds. Jails and prisons are the largest mental health care facilities. China now is home to two-thirds of the world's solar power production capacity and buys half of the world's new solar panels. The President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, established in 2004 and by President George W. Bush, has saved 11 million lives in Africa. The Hope Lab in Wisconsin surveyed students in 70 community colleges in 24 states and found that 14% were homeless. California State University estimated that 8 to 12% of its students were homeless. Around 75,000 U.S. workers are laid off or fired every working day. OSHA is not protecting workers because its standards are out of line with real safety. For example, its standard for lead allows up to 50 micrograms per cubic meter of air averaged over 8 hours, while the EPA ambient air quality standard is 0.15 micrograms. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.